Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Habits of the Household: Practicing the Story of God in Everyday Family Rhythms, by Justin Whitmull Early, is a Christian parenting and spiritual formation book focused on the ordinary routines of home life. Rather than treating family logistics as separate from faith, Early argues that waking, meals, discipline, screen time, devotions, work, play, marriage, and bedtime all function as shaping forces. The book is designed for parents who want practical help for building a home culture marked by peace, attention, and shared purpose. Its method is not theoretical abstraction, but small, repeatable practices such as liturgies, prayers, and intentional household rhythms, drawing from theology, personal experience, and accessible behavioral insight. The book presents family life as a form of discipleship in which both children and parents are being formed. Functional. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the household as a place of spiritual formation, not just daily management. The central claim of the book is that the home is constantly forming the people inside it, whether or not that formation is intentional. Early treats repeated family routines as liturgies, meaning they train desires, attention, and habits of response. This shifts the reader away from seeing parenting as a sequence of isolated tasks and towards seeing it as an environment that shapes character over time. The significance of this idea is that it explains why ordinary moments matter so much. Small patterns of speech, interruption, order, and response accumulate into a household culture. In this framework, the question is not whether a family has formation, but what kind of formation it has. The book uses this insight to argue for a rule of life in the home, a set of intentional rhythms that counter drift, distraction, and reactive parenting. That makes the household a spiritual context in its own right, not merely a backdrop for faith practices that happen elsewhere. Secondly, reframing routine moments as practices that teach love. A distinctive feature of the book is its attention to routine moments that many parenting books overlook because they seem too mundane. Early gives special importance to waking, mealtimes, bedtime, and transitions, showing that these are not empty gaps between meaningful events. They are the very places where children learn security, attention, gratitude, and belonging. And by building small rituals into these moments, parents can make ordinary life more coherent and less reactive. For example, mealtimes can become more than quick refueling, and bedtime can become more than exhaustion management. The point is not to add complexity, but to create repeatable patterns that anchor the family. This approach is practical because it works with the realities of busy homes instead of imagining an ideal schedule. It also broadens the meaning of love, presenting love as something expressed through structure, presence, and faithful repetition. The book, therefore, offers not a list of one-time techniques, but a way to reinterpret the daily shape of family life. Thirdly, discipline as discipleship rather than punishment. The book devotes significant attention to discipline because it sees conflict as one of the clearest places where family formation becomes visible. Early argues that discipline should not be reduced to reactive punishment or behavior control. Instead, it should guide children toward truth, self-control, and grace, while also shaping the parents who administer it. This matters because disciplinary moments often reveal the deepest habits of the household: impatience, fear, pride, or tenderness. By reframing discipline as discipleship, the book encourages parents to think less about winning a confrontation and more about training a child in the way of love. That does not remove boundaries, rather, it gives them a different moral purpose. The approach is grounded in the idea that correction should be redemptive and relational instead of merely punitive. As a result, discipline becomes a spiritual practice that can form patience, humility, and trust in both parent and child. This is one of the book's clearest departures from conventional parenting advice, which often focuses on behavior management without addressing the soul-shaping meaning of correction. Fourthly, attention, screen time, and the battle over desire. Early treats screen time as more than a household rules issue. In the book, attention is a moral and spiritual capacity because what a family repeatedly looks at shapes what it loves. This is why digital habits matter. Screens can easily fragment presence, accelerate distraction, and reduce the depth of shared life. The book does not present technology as the single source of family problems, but it does argue that it powerfully competes for the attention that should be available for God, for one another, and for ordinary conversation. That makes screen habits an essential part of household formation rather than a side concern. Early's emphasis is not on idealized purity from technology, but on creating boundaries that preserve human connection and spiritual awareness. This is important because many families use screens to manage exhaustion, which makes the issue both practical and moral. The book helps readers see that habits around devices are never neutral. They shape desire, pace, and relational availability. In that sense, screen time is one of the book's clearest examples of how modern life can quietly undo intentional family rhythms unless they are addressed directly. Lastly, a practical rule of life built through prayers, liturgies, and repeatable patterns. The book stands out because it does not merely diagnose family problems. It proposes concrete spiritual practices that families can use immediately. Early offers short prayers, liturgies, and habitual patterns tied to different parts of the day, making the book unusually actionable for a Christian parenting title. This practical structure matters because many readers want spiritually serious guidance without unrealistic demands on time or energy. The book's method is incremental rather than transforming the whole household at once. It asks parents to reshape ordinary moments with simple, consistent practices. That may include beginning the day with prayer, using shared words at mealtime, or ending the evening with blessing and rest. These practices function as a household rule of life, a framework that gives stability without rigidity. The strength of this approach is that it connects theology to repeatable behavior, which makes spiritual formation visible in daily family life. It also explains why the book appeals to exhausted parents. It offers not abstract ideals, but manageable steps toward a more peaceful and intentional home. In conclusion, Habits of the Household is best suited for Christian parents, caregivers, and church readers who want a serious but accessible account of family life as spiritual formation. It is especially useful for households that feel chaotic, overscheduled, or ruled by distraction because it translates broad theological ideas into concrete daily practices. Readers looking for a conventional parenting manual may find that this book goes deeper than behavior strategies by asking what kind of people a home is shaping. That is also what makes it stand out from many books in the genre, instead of focusing mainly on techniques for managing children. It presents the household itself as a formative environment where habits, rhythms, and repeated words teach love over time. Its combination of theology, practicality, and clear structure gives it a distinctive place among Christian family books. The benefit for readers is both intellectual and practical. It offers a coherent vision of home life and enough specific guidance to begin changing routines immediately. For families wanting a framework that connects faith to everyday domestic life, this book is notable for making ordinary moments feel meaningful without losing realism. If you would like to support Justin Whitmell early, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.